Before we start today's show, you should know that we have over 1,000 episodes of The Real Ass Podcast available on demand, ad-free, and uncensored at GasDigital.com. Not only that, we do a bonus Friday show that is exclusively for subscribers. You gotta check us out. To subscribe, just go to GasDigital.com and use the promo code RAP. You'll save $1.50 a month, and it helps out the show. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my last Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hey, yo, God. This is
it's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. What's up, motherfuckers? Coming at you like Cleopatra, your mama's butt cheeks. You know what's up. You know what's up. We're live. It's a Wednesday. It's hump day. It's dump day. Let's go. What's up, Zach D'Amico?
How you doing, buddy?
Chilling.
Feeling good on a Wednesday, baby.
I'm feeling pretty good, too, my friend. All things considered, feeling pretty goddamn good. Had a tooth removed yesterday. Wisdom tooth. Gone. I think it's the last one. I don't know how many wisdom tooth they've had.
That explains a lot.
I don't know words.
I don't have any wisdom thing.
They took out the last one, Louis. You're fucked now.
Well, I'll tell you right now, it's not as bad as they say it is. Everyone's like, you're going to be out of fucking commission. You're not going to be able to do the podcast. Doggy, come on, baby. I'm the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. I don't miss podcasts.
The drugs have improved.
They didn't give me any drugs.
What?
Yeah, we're talking about all this.
They didn't give me anything when I got
holy
dude,
shit.
It's wild that they don't do that now. When my sister was 13, she got a root canal, and they gave her fucking Vicodin at 13. They're nice. Like, here you go.
Yeah. Nice. Well, yeah, a root canal's fucking
I mean,
sucks,
I got
dude.
My
root
wisdom teeth out
that
at
bad either.
19, and they gave me 3 refills of Oxycontin.
Jesus.
Like, when I was 19.
Actually,
I had no idea. I was like, oh, this will be fine.
That's Pennsylvania that, health insurance.
Yeah, dude. It was like, do it. I was jumping off sheds later that day, just having a great time.
Like,
that's
great.
Fucking, that's Pottstown Medicare.
Two incredible guests. As always, ladies and gentlemen, you know him and love him from the End Podcast with Ryan Chandler. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Ryan Chandler.
Oh my God, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you, Louis.
And you know her and love her from the Next Tuesday YouTube stream. And you know her from her naked body on the internet, folks. Let's get real. That's why our fans like you. Ladies and gentlemen, Zia Anderson back on the show.
Hey, thank you for having me. Hey,
no,
guys,
they like your
up?
Personality, too. That's the thing. Just so you know, we have no other OnlyFans whores on this show.
I'm the only one?
You're more than once.
I'm like the special OnlyFans whore.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel so cool.
I mean, a couple times. We've had them a couple times, right?
Yeah. If you're an OnlyFans girl and you've only been on this show once, you have no personality.
Yeah. And that's all
the bar is so low.
And that's literally all of them.
Yeah, it's just a fucking bag of nothing.
We don't
wild,
get...
though, because you get naked for a living. You should be having a lot of fun. Like, your life is to get naked and have orgasms. Like, goddamn, have
that
a good
a
time
good
with
life.
It.
Damn. That's a pretty
it's
good
not
life.
So bad.
It's not bad.
No.
That was hot, the way she said that.
Everyone was captivated. We're like, yeah, it's totally true.
It didn't take his horny tooth. Yes.
Oh, yeah, Karen does count. Actually, everyone's saying Karen. Well, Karen's funny.
No,
but
Karen's
a comedian
first,
yeah.
Even before she's an OnlyFans whore. Yeah. To me, Karen's a comic.
Yeah, Karen's a comic first. And, you know, we have her in spite of her OnlyFans whoring. That's what I say.
I think she started her OnlyFans in spite of you.
Maybe she might have. Look, we have a great show planned today. I'm very excited about today's show. People are saying that you are now showing your vagina on OnlyFans. We're going to get into that on today's show. That's a big fucking deal right there.
I was last time I came in, too.
I didn't know this.
We talked about it.
Did we talk about you showing the actual...
The whole vagina?
The whole thing.
The whole.
Well, on behalf of the podcast, congratulations.
That's amazing. I'm very excited about this. A whole new thing. A whole new reason to go subscribe to Z on OnlyFans.
And the name of the episode, congratulations.
Congratulations.
You get to see inside
my favorite new word.
Her vagina, which is very nice. I'm very excited about that. Hopefully, okay. Maybe I'll subscribe. You guys should all subscribe to Z. Either way, let's plug some fun things. But ladies and gentlemen.
That's the name of her new OnlyFans.
Let's plug some fun things.
I have a special jeweled one.
Z, what are you
plugging? Oh, my OnlyFans. OnlyFans.com/Zealand. If you're not an OnlyFans person, it's XIALAND, all one word. If you're not an OnlyFans person, I do also have a Fansly. Same thing, Fansly.com/. Yeah, Zealand. It's the exact same content goes on both. Okay. The Fansly content or subscription's a little bit more, but I discount some of the pay-per-views, so... that's over there. And then my YouTube channel. I stream 3 nights a week. It's youtube.com/Zealand, XIALAND. Come give me some love because I got demonetized after sitting on a cake. So that was cool.
What?
Yeah,
no, you're demonetized.
Fucking
now.
Democrats.
I know. I was like, what is this shit? They were like, it's fetish content. I was like, I don't think any of that was hot, but all right.
Shanner, what are you plugging?
You can check me out on the End Podcast with Ryan Shanner, wherever you get your podcast from, and make sure you call the hotline, 833-443-5300. We'll address any comment, question, concern, or maybe even questions you have for a lady's vagina. If you just want to chime in, ask me what I know. I don't know much.
Zach Amico.
Follow me on Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny. I'm on the road with Lewis this weekend, and I am at the 5th Borough Comedy Festival in Staten Island on September the 21st.
Very exciting. This weekend, we will be on Long Island at Governor's at Levittown, Long Island. Two nights, one show each night, August 23rd, August 24th. Me, Zach Amico, bring in the real-ass energy to Long Island, motherfuckers. Then I'll be in Tacoma. Tacoma Comedy Club, August 29th through 31st. Spokane Comedy Club on September 1st. Very excited to be in Appleton, Wisconsin, September 5th. Janesville, Wisconsin, September 6th and 7th. Then I'm going out to Atlanta on September 12th, Orlando on September 13th, Virginia Beach, Virginia on September 14th. Come to the Live Legion of Skanks tapings on September 22nd in Austin, Texas. We're doing two shows with very special guests. We're not announcing the guests. There's going to be a bunch of guests on the show. Two shows, 1 at 6, 1 at 8. We're combining them. That will be one episode of Legion of Skanks that goes out in the near future. And then obviously Skankfest is happening September 26th through 27th in Las Vegas, Nevada. If you guys want to grab Friday passes and Sunday passes, you can still get those passes. No all access, no VIP, and no Saturday passes. But if you guys join the Facebook group, I believe there are a handful of people trying to get rid of tickets here and there. So you could get lucky, guys. So there's ways. Where there's a will, there's a way. That's what I say. Honestly, if you're a hot chick, show up.
Yeah, that's kind of how it
You'll
works.
Probably get in.
That's kind of how it works.
You'll get in.
Take your boobs
Honestly,
out.
Just walk in. There's probably not going to stop you.
Nobody. Nobody's going to.
Act like you're there. Show up with a worker's fucking thing and a ladder. Just walk into Skankfest. Nobody's stopping you.
That's super convincing. Yeah. This is a hot chick with a ladder.
Yep. Subscribe to the new Guest Digital, guestdigital.com. Get a bonus episode of the Real Ass Podcast, bonus episode of Legion of Skanks every single week. Thousands of hours of content that's not available anywhere else. There's over 1,000 episodes just of this podcast that are all locked on demand in the on-demand library. So go subscribe right now. Get those. Plus, you get other member benefits like access to the Racist Live Chat. Let's see what the Racist Live Chat has to say right now. Fragile Athlete says that Zia has stiff tits. That's not okay. I think they look kind of bouncy. They're bouncy. Look.
They look real.
They look really fucking very jiggly.
Those are not stationary tits.
You fucking homo. You little bitch. Holy shit.
They're like my little stress balls.
Let's see. Nice. Nigga Mortis says, Lewis is a faggot.
Oh, that's sweet.
Let's see. Producer Jorge says, Lewis is fat. The fuck is that?
Oh.
Why'd you call me fat, you little gimp?
No, you're jacked and tan this summer. I love it.
I am a little soft in the midsection, but I haven't drank in almost 4 weeks. This is like coming off easy.
Very nice.
That's it. It's a new Lewis.
Yeah, when I first quit drinking, I think I lost like 15 pounds and I did absolutely nothing. It was nothing wild. Else. Yeah.
I thought I had dysentery.
Yeah.
I was like, what is wrong with me? This is AIDS or something.
I got a wisdom tooth removed yesterday and it's, I wanted to go for a run this morning. And then I looked online and it says you cannot exercise.
Nope.
Why?
Something about bleeding. I think it's just anything that could mess with the clot, anything like that.
Well. Yeah, so there's a clot in there and if the clot comes out, you can get dry socket.
Yeah,
dry socket.
And that hurts like a bitch.
Have you had it?
No, I've heard of it though. Supposedly it's fucking awful.
You can't smoke either, right?
Yeah, you can't smoke. You can't drink through straws. Man, I've had a lot of teeth
I can
pulled.
Smoke. Man. Just so you guys know, I can smoke.
I was doing everything wrong when I got my wisdom teeth out.
Yeah, you're not supposed to. So the sucking, right? Like if you were to like pull on a cigarette, it causes pressure that could pull the clot out of your mouth. And if that clot comes out,
that is it something exposed? It's I don't know. Can we
dry,
see? Is
you there, get dry socket.
Can we get a picture of dry socket? Can we get a visualization of what it looks like?
No.
I don't know if I've ever seen it either.
That's all my OnlyFans is a bunch of dry socket.
Yeah. if she gets dry socket, she goes on the injury list on OnlyFans.
It is. You got to spit on it first. You don't want to get dry socket. You don't want to get dry socket.
That's the problem with Karen's OnlyFans. It's the dry socket.
Oh, no.
That's dry socket?
Ugh.
Normal socket, dry socket.
Oh, oh, it does look a lot worse. Yuck.
Yeah, it's just dry socket versus normal socket causes nasty symptoms. It
looks like racist propaganda is what that is.
Yeah, I mean, what do you have to do there? What do you do when you get dry socket? I have no idea. Mm. I don't want to get it, but I did. I've been smoking out of a bowl, and I've been... just I've been not closing my lips around the piece.
So you're not creating like a suction.
So I'm going.
Sounds like a waste of weed.
No, 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 it's not a waste. It's a waste. I'm getting 50% air, 50% weed. It's not, but I'm not creating a full 100% suction.
100% dry
suction. And I am totally fucked.
Doggy, I don't know. Shannon, how long is it before I can exercise? I've been on an exercising kick lately. I've been boxing, I've been running, I've been lifting weights again. Everything's been fucking great.
It says at least a week.
That's insane.
Oh, that's a long fucking time.
That's insane.
I hope you totally relapse into a piece of shit.
Well, that's
what I hope it's
like,
what happens.
Just gained 10 pounds. Yeah. You sit on the couch.
Like, I have my wisdom teeth now. Well, I was looking it up, and people online were like, they were like, dude, you can't even walk when you have your wisdom teeth.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
Every step feels like your head is throbbing. I'm like, dude, there's actually no issues at all. I didn't use any ice. I took 4 Advil afterwards. I did the fucking thing where I stuffed the gauze up there all night until like 9, 10 o'clock last night.
Were you put under for it?
No.
No?
I put a picture of myself on Instagram, and I asked for nitrous. Anytime I get any sort of oral shit, I asked for nitrous.
Ditto.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Nitrous doesn't even do anything for me.
I didn't like it. It made me feel high, and I was not a fan.
Yeah, people were in my inbox being like, you faggot, you got put under for... I was like, that's not being put under, you fucking jerk off.
Look at that it's Puerto nitrous. Rican CPAPy.
No, I got nitrous. And nitrous doesn't...
I was born in Patterson.
Nitrous doesn't do anything for me. It doesn't get me high. It's literally a waste of money because my insurance won't pay for it, so I have to pay for it out of pocket. It's like
really?
$300.
Fuck.
Man. $300 for fucking nitrous. And it doesn't actually do anything.
We paid a lot less for it at the gathering.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, was that like
probably
20 a balloon?
Yeah.
Wait, is that what whippets are?
Yeah, nitrous containers.
I've done whippets.
Yeah.
Was this a revelation?
I was judging Big J for doing whippets at the gathering of the Jugglers. Dude. You did them too?
You know, the pulling got passed down every once in a while.
Let me just say this, okay? You guys are my friends. I'm not going to shit on you guys. Do what you want
to do. You can't go to a clown festival and not do balloon drugs.
Wait, is that also what they put in helium balloons, or is that just helium?
No, that's helium.
Just helium. Okay.
Listen to me.
Yeah, I did that once and had a seizure, so just be careful.
On helium?
Yeah, I was like 12 or 13.
That wasn't a laughing matter, was it?
Seizure is hard.
Explains a lot about me now.
Hold on, guys. I did a really bad joke just now. I don't want to do it again.
Oh, no. Do it again.
All right, go. Take two.
Seizure is home.
Man.
Thanks for mischief.
Zia, with that, I think your new OnlyFans should be Planet of the Gapes. Is what you should do. I think that's what you should do with that.
I like that.
Planet of the Gapes is pretty good.
I'm just saying. Whatever. Live and let live. Cut your dick off. Fuck a tranny. You know, fucking eat fucking horse meat. I don't give a fuck what you do with your body, what you do with your life. I'm just saying, if you're a fan or friend of mine, you shouldn't be fucking doing whippets.
Not regularly.
Does it actually?
Ever.
Not regularly.
Ever. You should never be doing whippets. And I'll say it here. Jay wouldn't take this well. I had a move. I was like, Jay, I do whippets. I don't care. I'm not even going to fuck it. I couldn't bring that up on the show.
What's your gripe with whippets?
What's
your gripe?
It's the trashiest of drugs. It is just a slight step above huffing pain, in my mind.
Okay.
Just a slight step above.
Yeah.
If you were huffing pain at the gathering of the Juggalos,
that would be an issue.
Yeah, but you probably did see people huffing paint.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's what they didn't put that makeup on.
Show of hands, who has huffed paint here?
You've huffed you know, vape?
I actually should have known my sister was going to be an addict when we used to go into the nail salons to get candy and she would want to hang out there because she liked the smell of it.
Yeah.
That should have really tipped us off.
I mean, I worked at a gas station and I grew to the fond of the smell of gasoline.
Right.
And then when I was 14, they were like, you shouldn't have children working at a gas station. I'm like, it's totally fine.
What, like, I feel great.
When did you huff
paint? I'm on Vicodin.
What?
When did you huff paint?
When I was 15 years old.
And what was the setup here? How'd you do this?
Just at a party. Everyone was just doing dumb drugs.
People were just doing just whatever they could do.
Because Whippets were like real big. Nitrous was pretty huge in like 2000.
So I grew up also in the sort of a trash community, right? And there were people that were doing this shit. But like I was always just like, what are you fucking doing?
Yeah.
Like, just get high. If you're going to get high, get high.
Well, I think
weed is also pretty fucking cheap.
I mean, I think it was,
I guess,
more
not compared to Whippets, right? How cheap is a Whippet?
Well, don't you just get it whipped cream canisters? How I always
We used to walk around grocery stores and do that all the time.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
That's how Zach got this way. He was doing him wrong.
Anally.
Same exact joke on Big J this past Tuesday on Legion of Skanks, folks.
Two times.
Podcasts, one joke, worked better this time than it worked last time, because Big J can't take a hit. Okay, tell me more about this party.
The thing was, like, when I was in high school, it was more about, like, what can get you fucked up cheap? Yeah. It wasn't like, what can we get? Like, beer and booze and shit, that was like anybody you knew who could buy it, or anybody whose parents were cool with letting you drink there, or if you could steal it. But there was like a whole lot of people like, yo, if you just do like spray paint, you don't need like an ID for it.
Question.
You don't need it.
And I'm part of my ignorance.
Sure, sure, sure.
Were different colors better?
So that's the whole thing.
I bet you there.
You mentioned that because people.
I'm not even being a dickhead. I bet you there's different colors.
Not
like silver and gold probably are like, whoa.
Not just different colors, different brands. People were like, Rust-Oleum, you're not. Yo, what are you doing? What are you, dumb? You got to get Krylon, dude. It's
spray paint.
People,
what are you, dumb?
Dude, there were like people
Rust-Oleum.
Like whipping it around in the back. That's good. Let it breathe. Let that breathe.
You're going to fucking fall out. 1998 Sherwin-Williams.
Dude, that's exactly right. And it was one of those things where people thought, I'm dead serious, that like gold spray paint was like better than like green.
Shannon,
or like
look this
whatever.
Up. Do
no
different colors
way.
Make you higher? I bet you.
I feel like whenever you see a mugshot of somebody who got
it's
arrested,
it's always silver.
It's always silver.
Yeah, and I feel like for me,
yeah, like in Fury Road,
straight up.
I would just be like, dude, come on, dude, give me the fucking platinum. Let's go, baby. Just dude, the fucking.
We also thought like there was spray paint, and then there was like the outdoor spray paint, like that would like cut, like it was made for outdoor. We thought
so. You've huffed paint a lot.
No,
I thought this happened one time at a party, but you're a fucking paint sommelier,
dude. I wish I was that that deep in it. I wish that was the only thing I still was addicted to, and I couldn't shake it. But I remember like people thought that like outdoor or industrial spray paint was like. Had more of a kick to it, so we did. Like, if you saw someone huffing spray paint, you're like, "Yeah, what are you doing, dude? Is that like what? Is that indoor use?
Pussy?
Where'd you get that at a Michael's craft store? You faggot?
Would regular paint work? Could you use just like paint from a can, so, throw it into a bag? If you were in a pickle, you couldn't get any silver spray paint.
So another thing I did once or twice was because I was in art school. There was like oil paint. If you're around oil paint long enough, you have to use like varnish and like linseed oil and turpentine and all this shit. But I would like wipe my brushes off and I'd huff the rag.
Oh no. Too.
So it was like, it was a very.
What did it do? It just made you lightheaded?
Just very lightheaded. And very a lot lightheaded, very over lightheaded. Time, like spray paint just gave you a headache. Like that was the thing too. The first time I did it, I was like, maybe I'm doing this wrong.
Right.
Because that's what you do with every drug. If it doesn't work right away, you're like, maybe
I'm ketamine for me. Ketamine, the first few times I did ketamine, I was like, oh, this is pretty fucking dope. I was like, this is like quick. There's no hangover. There's no nothing. And then the last couple of times I did ketamine, it gave me just a vicious headache.
So that was the thing.
Vicious headache.
With spray paint, I was like, the first time I did it. And also, I like pushed the bag up to my mouth a lot. So I got paint in my mouth. I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah, this is wild.
Wrong. And then the second time I did it. And that should have been the red flag, like where you look at yourself in a mirror and you look like you blew
a red flag.
Yeah, it did. I was like, fuck, I'm retarded. And then I did it the second time. I was like, I guess this just isn't for me.
Wow.
That's how I felt about every drug I've ever tried. It's never been fun enough for me to want to continue.
You don't
doing
do any
it.
Drugs at all.
Well, I'm sober now.
You're completely sober.
Yeah,
that's right.
Do
I know this.
Yeah, yeah.
See, you say these things every time. I don't listen. I'm just looking at your tits. every time. He's fucking. I'm just going like, yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, those tits are drunk as hell right now, dude. They're fucked up.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Mando for supporting today's show. We love Mando. It is a whole body deodorant that will keep you smelling fresh everywhere, not just your armpits, but your feet, your butt crack, your balls, your grundle, your taint, under your tits. If you got big flabs of fat like me and Zach, you probably got some smelly crevices, and you could probably use this stuff.
Absolutely. And as a man with many hidden areas that get stinky, I will tell you, Mando is awesome. They sent us some sample packs. I have been using it. It's great for a midday freshen up, not just in the shower. They have deodorants that are specifically made for your stinkiest parts. Couldn't recommend it enough.
It's American made, made by a doctor, aluminum free, baking soda free, cruelty free, which I don't care. Honestly, they could kill animals making my deodorant. Actually, that bums me out that they're not more cruel to animals, but that's their thing, I guess. It's clinically proven to control your odor better than just simply a shower with soap alone. Right now, get Mando Starter Pack. It's perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, a cream tube deodorant, and two free products of your choice, like the mini body wash or deodorant wipes, and free shipping. All you got to do right now is go to shopmando.com, shopmando.com, 40% off. That's $5 off your starter pack with promo code REAL. Once again, that's shopmando.com, promo code REAL. All right, where were we?
Yeah, but drugs were never like that much of an issue for me. Alcohol I had problems with. That's why I had to get sober. But drugs, and like every time I tried a drug, I was like, I don't really understand why people continue to do this. I just have anxiety and I don't feel good.
What is the furthest out there drug you've done? Not meaning the hardest drug you've done, meaning like paint, meaning like whippets, like the weird shit that you shouldn't be. It's not meant for drug consumption, but people fucking do it anyway.
Honestly, nothing. I've never, the only things I've done are, I've done mushrooms a couple of times, and I actually did have fun with mushrooms. I can see, I can understand those. I've done coke like twice, and I've done ecstasy maybe three times or four times. That's it. And weed, obviously.
You know what I used to do when I was in the second grade? This was my own form of like drugs.
Sniff
my own
markers?
Way. No, I wouldn't sniff markers. What I would do is I would.
Did you smoke onion grass?
No. I would press really hard on my eyeballs.
Oh, you see the spots. Yeah.
No, I see spots, dude. You see the whole world. Dude.
I got it.
First, it starts off with like little spots, and you press a little harder, dude. And what you're doing is you're actually damaging your eyes. What I'm doing is I'm compressing my eyes in a way where it's actually causing damage. But then it turns into like swirls and colors. And that, dude, then it'll turn into like the snow on the television, and be like, shh, like that.
Static is great.
Yeah. Literally like I'm on a drug going into fucking like, then I hit it to another thing. It goes to pitch blackness. Then purple spirals would start coming. Dude, I remember I was doing this one time. It was in the third grade, actually. And we were just waiting. We were lined up in front of the classroom to go in. And I just got caught. I was at a moment of, I'm going to press on my eyes.
doing it's this. Funny. Lewis is calling me dumb for huffing paint. But he's a child ruining his vision. Like, I've got to go to space. I got to go. Just escaping reality like a moron.
Doing this, dude. Is so
if I
fun.
Go to a different dimension, my mom won't hit me no more.
Oh, shit, dude. So, yeah, I remember I was just doing that, and, like, people must have just been, like, watching me for a good 3 minutes. And at one point, the teacher was like, Lewis, you can go. And then, what happens is you come back.
And it goes
purple spirals, red spirals, static. You come, like, very quickly, you see everything. You're like, and then you're back into fucking third grade, and Mrs. Burrows is laughing at you. The kids are laughing at you. You're like, I was getting high. He goes, don't do that. Nobody presses on their eyes to get high.
That's actually how Stanley Kubrick got the inspiration for the last 15 minutes of 2001 A Space Odyssey, with just him pushing on his eyes.
He's pushing
as a child.
Just even in third grade, Lewis had to work to get spots.
I would, in the sixth grade, we would do the thing where we would bend over, we would hyperventilate, like breathe in really deep, stand up, and then press on the carotid arteries.
Did that too.
To make our friends pass out.
Yeah.
We would do that with weed though. You'd like crouch down, take 5 deep breaths, like breathe in really deep, and then take the hit as you stand up.
Oh, yeah.
We called them elevators. Yeah. My friend passed out once, and my parents just hear this giant thud as she falls into my closet. My dad's like, what are you doing down there? I'm like, nothing. Shelly, wake up. Wake up.
He's like, you better be selling naked pictures of yourself on the internet. I'm like, no, I am, Dad. Don't worry.
If I come in there and I don't see asshole, you're grounded, lady.
I do remember.
That better be a wet socket.
I do remember the one time my dad tried to actually discipline me for drugs. So my dad grows like, or well, actually, no, he still does. Grows ridiculous amounts of weed.
Sick.
Like just giant black garbage bags in his closet, drying everywhere, weed leaves all over the place. So it's like you grow up around it. But my stepmom was from Connecticut, and she was a lot more like conservative, I guess, and felt that at 14 we shouldn't be smoking weed, which she was probably right. But the one time that she got on my dad's case about it and tried to like discipline my friend and I when we were getting high, he was high. So he's having this conversation with us because my stepmom's like, talk to them, like they're fucking high, they shouldn't be doing this. And he's like, are you guys high right now? And me and my friend are like, no. And my dad's like, well, then why are your eyes bone red? And then we all just started laughing so fucking hard because I'm like, Dad, that doesn't make any red. Sense. You
know, make, the like, old saying, bone red.
Bone red.
See, you're making my bone red. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I made
it. It's like a dog dick.
Look, the
dog's, bone is red.
Man.
Yeah, so that's fun.
Yeah,
so you're,
it was a good time.
Yeah, so you were just around free weed all the time as a kid?
All the time,
that's great. Yeah.
And they and like he grew good weed. So like I'm not even joking. Sometimes they would get to be about the size of like this, like my head. Wow. And he just had garbage bags full of them.
Yeah, I didn't start smoking weed till I was way later, almost 18 years old. Yeah. And I just,
that's so wild.
I didn't. It wasn't. I was just. I made a decision that I was going to be straight edge. I wasn't going to get into drugs. Wasn't going to get into shit. Then one day we just made a decision that we were. Yeah. We literally just decided, like, you know what? Let's start smoking weed.
That's exactly what happened.
Well, we were going to try. We were going to try it once. Well, no. But I was staunch.
Staunch? Oh.
I was staunch.
You were
fingering. Straight edge. I was a staunch straight edge. And I was against it. I was like, I would be the kid who like to my friends. The same way that I gave Zach shit for huffing paint and fucking doing whippets. When my friends were smoking weed and drinking, I'd be like, guys, but not my friends. Not my friends and my fans.
Yeah. We used to do that too. Like I always drank, and then the first time I smoked pot, I was like, all right, dude, I'm only gonna drink and smoke pot. And then I started doing prescription drugs. I'm like, I'm only going to drink like a few pills every now and again. And then when you huff paint, you're like, I don't know what I'm doing with my life.
I also really, I did jump pretty quickly from weed to coke. When I consider it, like, time it didn't, it seemed like I was a pothead for a long time. But when I really think about it, I can tell you the day that I first tried coke, and I can tell you the day that I first tried weed. They're both related to System of a Down.
Yep.
System of a Down, Snow Core 2000.
I could do this. Weed, System of a Down, Snow Core 2000, Coke, the day Toxicity came out.
Yeah.
Nice.
So this is the amount of time between experimenting with weed until I said, I need to jump into some hard drugs.
2000 to 2001.
Yeah, I literally think that's it.
The world was in a weird place.
September 4th.
It was
September 4th, 2001.
It was like February. It was February 2000, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And then September
4th, 2001.
2001. Yeah, it was right before 9/11.
The week before 9/11.
So a little less than a year and a half until I was like, you know what? I need some hard shit right now.
Man.
It wasn't long. Maybe weed is a gateway drug.
It was literally a gateway drug for me.
I would say movies were the gateway drug. Like, I would watch movies and see people do it. I'm like, yeah, we got to fucking figure out shit.
They make it look fun and
cool. It
looks
awesome.
Yeah. Smoking cigarettes
time.
Also look great.
Cocaine,
like, oh, man,
the only time
so cool.
I want to do cocaine now is when I watch a movie and they're doing a bunch of great blow.
Yeah.
Like, God, if you watch Snowfall... Snowfall will make you want to do blow. And then by episode 3, you'd be like, I want to smoke crack. Yeah. Let's go.
The whole thing is you got to watch movies that are like fun, and then you got to watch like Wonderland to realize that like blow maybe is not the greatest.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, fuck, I maybe not want to do this.
I just wish, the only thing that I regret is that I did not have a coke problem when I had any money at all. Yeah. I had a coke problem.
That's probably for the best.
No, it's for the best. But here's the thing. When I had a coke problem, I was broke. Like I was, and I've done coke since, but since I stopped doing coke regularly, I mean, I'll tell you, when I got on Adderall is when I stopped doing coke. Like I saw a therapist and I was like, that was it. And then I started doing Adderall every day. Then coke stopped being a problem. Then I did maybe coke 10 times since I stopped having a coke problem, I want to say. Maybe 10 times total.
Yeah.
And that's even maybe over-exaggerating. But if I can, I mean... Right
Did you ever
now.
Tell people you just had a broke problem? Is that what the problem?
I remember just not having the fun. I remember asking a friend to borrow money for coke one night. And he was like, dude, no.
Yeah. That's a good friend, though.
That's a good friend.
That friend
That's
was Dave Smith. I was going to name him, but it was Dave Smith.
That's a good friend.
I remember it was Dave Smith. I needed more coke. I was like, dude, I'm going to borrow $80. I got to get a fucking whatever it was, whatever I got for $80, a gram maybe. And then he was like, no, dude, yeah, I'm not giving you money to go do coke by yourself in a park.
Yeah, if you have to borrow money for drugs, I feel like that's when it starts bad. To become a problem.
It was bad.
Yeah, but if you get free drugs, it's a good thing.
Yes. Free but drugs, here's yeah. the thing. That's something that I forget who I was talking to recently, but that they always warned you about that. Like, oh, people are going to give you free drugs. That's pretty fucking rare. No one's really giving away free drugs. Well, no, hot chicks,
yes, you can get Zia.
Sure, sure.
If you played the game, the thing is, you're not in that game.
No, I'm not interested.
You're not opening yourself up for free drugs, but I'm letting you know.
I could get
that. If your whole thing was you wanted to find guys to give you free drugs, within 2 weeks, you'd have a fucking bunch of guys that you'd be like, let's do coke tonight.
Walk out the doors, yeah. You in 2 minutes.
I'm just saying she would have...
How many dicks would I have to have in my mouth at that point then?
By
then.
Zero.
Guys are pussies.
Goddamn.
Guys are pussies. Yeah. You could easily be, you could have a fucking completely fully funded coke problem. I'm telling you right now. You know what? 573 Gaslight. If you're willing to fund Zia's coke problem, you just got to party with him. You don't got to fuck him. Bring other chicks around. Maybe pull your titties out on a boat once in a while.
Bring their other chicks around for them to fuck and be like, maybe. Fuck them. Yeah. Give me the cocaine.
Fuck
thank
that.
You.
Fund Zia's spray paint problem. That's what I want to see. I want to see you get fucked up on some paint. That's what I want.
Yeah, that would be Z, if you wanted to go out and fucking just be a boat slut, you could do that.
But for guys, it's probably not that easy.
Guys,
no
one's not easy.
No, you drugs.
No, you got to be really funny.
Yeah. Okay.
You got to be really funny. And honestly, it's not like I couldn't have a funded coke problem now. It's not like I have enough fans that offer me coke. And I guess you know what? I guess if I really. I probably could.
You had a fun dad coke problem.
I get offered coke probably twice a month on the road, I would say.
That's not bad.
You know, it's average. I'm on the road a lot, and I'd say maybe once or twice a month, somebody would be like, yo, you want some blow? And every time I say no.
Now, are you going to be bummed when it stops, or are you flattered when people offer you blow? Because you still feel cool enough to maybe do.
I would rather it stop because there is a part of me. There's 2% of me that goes, let's go.
Sure.
But that's it. But it goes away. You know, I'm not. Yeah. I'm just not interested in being up all night. Then I'm also not really interested in hanging out with a guy that has coke. Whoever that guy is, I'm just gonna like, I'm gonna hang out with this dude now for his coke. I'm not like. That seems like a nightmare.
Yeah, you got to hear about how he's like a DJ.
Yeah, dude. Being a coke whore would be a nightmare of a life.
Yeah.
Okay? Like having, yeah, I mean, dude, nothing in life is free. Now you're paying with your fucking time. You're paying with your fucking...
Your soul.
I'm just so glad there were no Quaaludes left by the time Wolf of Wall Street came out.
Oh, I know.
Because that movie made me want Ludes so bad.
Wild. That's what I'm talking about. Like, you watch a movie where they're doing...
You can probably get them.
Fuck,
I don't think they're good anymore.
They expire. The drugs don't expire.
I think they do.
They don't. They say they expire, but they don't really expire.
The efficacy of them goes down. It's like they still work, but not as well as after like the 2 year mark or something like that.
Efficacy.
Efficacy. I got it. Yep.
Do you need to look it up?
No, I got it. Okay. I got it.
This is just a nickname for a pussy. He heard that. He's like, ooh, shit.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like he's saying, fuck.
You want to get all up in my efficacy?
Yeah, I never. Luckily, I was broke when I had a coke problem because if I was not broke, I would have been so fun, though. I'm not even saying luckily. It would be really fun now. Can I go on one coke bender a year? Just one coke bender a year.
See, but here's
like you could.
You could.
It seems like you could.
But here's the thing I worry about with drugs these days is fentanyl and like everything, right? Like you're just fucked.
Already this year, two guys.
I have a Tom in my life, and you see, if you have a Tom, you don't ever have to really worry about your drugs being fentanyled.
Huh.
Because Tom will do a little bit of them, and you go, "How are you feeling?"
He's
Tom?
Like a taster. He's like a medieval taster.
Yeah.
There's
always somebody willing to die for free drugs. There's always somebody. So I really wouldn't worry about it. Or you just test them, right? But one coke bender would be just one final coke bender. Oh, how fun would that be?
We're getting the band back together.
Dude,
we're on a mission from God.
Just one final coke, like, dude, with fucking whores. Yeah. And just fucking, just a real party, like in a suite at a hotel, like where it's just fucking, we'll get magicians. When you're magicians.
Oh, you fucking thumbtack the blinds closed?
Yeah, dude.
So you don't know what time it is?
Who knows, dude? What a fucking, what a wild time.
I'm pretty sure you could swing that.
I don't think I can. I think if I did that, I'd be back in. I don't think I could do it once. Well, here's
you think it's one amazing coke bender with magicians to get you back into
with
cocaine?
With magicians and strippers?
You think that's
dude.
Wild? Come on, Lewis, grow up. Stop being a pussy.
That's all I want. Frank in the race left just says, Lewis J. Gomez, the last sty bender. I get styes when I do coke as well. That's a thing every time. So you'll know if I'm doing coke. If I have a sty... Just so you guys know, this is going to bite me in the ass one day. I've never had a sty when I wasn't doing coke.
What?
That sounds like the beginning of a riddle.
Yeah. Okay.
I've never had a sty when I wasn't doing coke, but I won't do coke if I have a sty. Would I have a sty if I did some coke?
Lewis snorts. Jesus Christ.
I don't think I could do it. I think that... I mean, yeah, I guess I could. You know what? Fuck it.
I was going to say, why can't you keep saying I can't.
What am I?
But
just my
but
you're an adult. You can do whatever
saying
you want.
You can.
Well, here's the thing with drinking. I think I'm done drinking. But the way I'm going to drink is on vacation. Right? So if I go on vacation, I'm going to drink. That's crazy. I'm not going to not drink and I'm not on vacation. That's insane.
Sure.
But I'm not going to drink at home or at work.
Man.
Which was starting to be the problem.
That's a lot of control.
Because I'm always at home and at work.
You work from home.
Very
sometimes.
Often, yeah. So that's that.
That seems like the best time to drink.
But maybe I could add cocaine to the vacation mix.
Caucasian.
Okay.
It seems like you're just, the vacation's going to come home with you. It's like getting herpes in Thailand. You're not going to get rid of it.
Yes. Smash cut to 6 months from now, Lewis in his pool. Vacation, all I ever wanted. Vacation, have it again.
I haven't done coke since I've had a pool. How cool would it be to do coke by
doing?
The pool?
You
dude.
Have all the accoutrements.
Yeah, how have you not had one boogie nights party?
That's
house?
What I'm saying. Like, so there's like a scene.
Who's going to be like, can I kiss you, dude?
There's a scene in the first scene of, what's the show I just mentioned?
Snowfall.
And it's just the two dudes, and they're having like a coke party with these two whores by the pool. And they're just fucking swimming and doing coke. And I'm like, that looks so fun, dude.
What's the come down off of something like that?
I don't know. In a heated pool, saltwater pool, you'd probably be pretty dope.
You'd be fine.
Yeah,
just
sounds,
come down and
sounds
be like,
all
I'm
right.
Good.
Just fucking come
sounds
down.
Like you have everything you need to do it.
And why are you not
yeah,
doing
what are
this?
You doing?
I'm going to
fight my pool robot. He's talking shit to me.
This doesn't seem like a bad idea.
This is a terrible
You've
idea.
You've convinced
guys.
Us all.
That's like
it.
Saying, like, I want to go skydiving, but I have a parachute. I know a guy who has a plane. I walk up
to Justin Silver. Hey, can I show you my new car?
Exactly.
AJ in the Racist Live chat.
Sometimes you look at me.
AJ in the Racist Live chat says a steak occasion. That sounds fun. Lewis is going to die like Matthew Perry, maybe.
Oh.
Hot tub. Yeah, hot tub coke would be fun too. I've never done any of that. I've only done coke by myself. It's the last of my money goes for the coke. So I'm snorting up my money. You feel bad. Like the dollar that I have, I'm using a $1 bill because I don't have money.
Wait, you actually have never done coke at a party? I thought coke was the party drug. Like you weren't around for, you were literally just doing it by yourself. Then what?
Have I ever done coke in a party situation openly where people knew I was doing coke? Zach, have I?
Christmas?
Shannon, I guess the Gas Digital Christmas party, we got a little funky and wild, but I don't think I ever did it like out in the open.
No, you went to the bathroom.
Yeah, like a gentleman.
Did you know I was doing coke at that party, Shannon?
Not.
Did you know
everybody knew?
Did
Lewis.
You know there was cocaine when the bartender screamed at me and Lewis one at a time in the bathroom?
Shannon, you knew I was doing coke at that party.
I feel like I assume everybody was doing everything at Gas Digital parties.
There was the Gas Digital parties were wild back in the day. We got to bring that back. Can I just say I'm listening to the Anthony Cumia Permanently Suspended book right now, they fucking ruled.
Yeah,
their lives ruled, dude. When did we skip the fucking partying and fucking chicks on the table and the fucking? I guess Ralph and them try to do that, and I yell at them, huh? I really do yell. I turn into a fucking old fucking Karen.
Man.
Yeah, but it's not me.
There's nothing worse than a snowblind Karen.
No.
Dude. What the fuck?
That was who he had the coke problem with. Guys! Snowblind Karen is who he had the coke problem with.
Dude.
Shit.
I'm telling you right now, dude. That's how I was doing coke. I was like, too many naked girls in here.
You're cleaning up. Like, you don't have to pay for this shit. Man, that sounds
now,
awful.
Now, if you ever need to chronicle Lewis, if it's not the sty, it's the how many pee breaks did Legion of Skanks take?
Because
There would be an hour and 20 episode where they took like 4 piss breaks.
Well, we would take pee breaks, but also Legion of Skanks used to do a...
But Jay was also running outside to smoke cigs.
Does coke back pee?
No, you do coke in the bathroom.
Oh, just doing coke. Okay, pee breaks. Got it.
Yeah.
You're all right.
No, Jay, back in the day, we would not smoke cigarettes in the creek. We would smoke them outside. So we would do like a long break in the middle of the show. Every time. But yeah, those are the good old days, dude. I fucking sounds miss like it. I miss it. I mean, like, I don't know how many times I've done like really good coke.
I think I've never done really good coke. The 2 times I had it, I think one time I was like, this did nothing at all. And the other time it lasted like 10 minutes. And I'm like, wait, so you guys are fucking snorting this every 10 minutes? That's, I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't
it's
know
not
what
for me.
Good, all the coke ever did for me was just make me drink more.
Yeah.
That's all it
yeah.
ever did. It
I wasn't... did the best coke I ever did. I knew a girl in LA and she knew a guy who like supplied like all of like the rock stars in LA. Like this guy just supplied like musicians and like he didn't name like all of his names, but the few names that I knew that he knew, like you'd mentioned, they were like big fucking rock stars. So this coke was like real fucking deal, and he had a whole kit. He came out and he tested it in front of you. He did, it was fucking wild, and that shit was the disco shit I'm talking about. That shit was like
pure freeze snow.
Just like, what, let's go. God damn it, I miss it. I know that girl still.
It's funny.
If I ever did it, Lewis, I would go to
like,
LA.
I don't want
to
do coke. You've been talking about cocaine for the last 20 minutes.
I don't know what it is. You know what it is?
You also had the old dealer who also delivered to that very famous late night TV show. That was good.
Yes. Yes. On Saturday nights, usually.
Yeah, usually Saturday. And then it's not pre-taped.
They do it in front of a live studio audience?
It was pretty good.
Yeah. That's wild. Yeah, that was okay. You know, but yeah, no, the that was like the best cocaine I ever did. The worst cocaine I ever did was in Amsterdam. When I went to Amsterdam when I was 22 years old, bought it off some guy on the street, some fucking Surinamian fucking immigrant.
I'm amazed it was bad.
Yeah, and then he gave it to me, and I opened it up, and it was the consistency of table salt.
Yeah, I was going to say, was it in a domino wrapper?
It was in a piece of paper.
Did it burn folded, going in?
Doggy, you looked at it, you were like... It's salt. It like the grain. You just watch the granules roll off. There's no cutting it. There's no. And me and my buddy Gene Kelly, Gene from the airport, doggy. We both went fuck it.
Oh.
And it was like glass. It fucking just like
sounds terrible.
It was yeah.
So wait, and you did now? How many bad coke experiences do you have to have for you to be like, I don't want to do coke anymore?
That was the only real bad experience.
Got it.
It was like honestly. What was bad about my cocaine abuse was the fact that, well, number one, I was just doing it recklessly. Number two, I was spending what little money I had on it.
Here's the thing. Did it make you skinny?
No.
Then what the fuck's the point?
Yeah.
If it's not even giving you that. Yeah,
no, it wasn't even skinny.
Damn, dude. Sorry.
So, yeah. But maybe one day. Maybe I'll do another coke bender one day. The one, as I'm talking about it, dude, fuck.
Yeah, we
got one in you.
We can tell.
I got one in me, right?
Yeah. Wipe your mouth.
God, and I don't think I've ever seen you this excited.
It is crazy.
Does everybody else have to shit right now?
It does make me have to shit too. Is that everybody, right? Because it's cut with a
baby laxative.
Yeah, is that what? Is that why it makes you shit?
Yeah.
I think
why
it's also
we do
like
these things?
No, I think it's also like a Pavlovian thing where your body's like
fun.
Preparing.
Come on,
that sounds really fun.
You know,
great, yeah.
That's how you get skinny. I would you shit yourself skinny.
I would smoke a cigarette in the morning and I would take a shit every morning. When I used to smoke cigarettes, I would smoke a cigarette and it would just make it all come together.
That's the best way to go.
Yeah, just one night of cigarettes, cocaine.
Cigarettes I miss occasionally. Every once in a while. This is another thing movies do. They make cigarettes look so fucking good where I'm just like, ooh, I just want to.
Because you always
want to
be
right
in the situation where you could flick a butt into something that'll blow up or light on fire.
Exactly. That's... After you say something super cool,
Ready to Zach?
That would be amazing. I would never hurt Zach, but if someone's like, you got to flick this cigarette.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. We love YoDelta.com. If you guys are big potheads like me and Zach, you probably like to get super duper high. Why not do it legally? Why not do it cheaper? Why not have it shipped right to your door? Try YoDelta's vapes and gummies right now because they're going to change the game for you.
And you guys know what Delta 8 is, something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to most states and it gets you high. Yo Delta has an excellent mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. But let me tell you guys from personal experience, this Delta 8 stuff, it works, and these products should be taken responsibly.
Just go to YoDelta.com, use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 25% off your order today. Once again, that is YoDelta.com, promo code GAS for 25% off today. All right, where were we? I had a really fucked up dream last night that was very realistic. This was just a realistic dream. There's for
if
no
this is
reason
about cocaine. I'm no gonna cocaine lose my mind.
So here I was,
a mountain.
I was skiing. No, hear me out. No, wait, hear me out for a minute. I was skiing.
I was skiing, holding a blow dryer.
What do you think that means? No, I was just
set of sticks and I had giant straws.
I was walking. Maybe in a mall, but it looked almost like an underground in a subway, right? And there was a heavy set guy who I think was a fan or something. Well, I knew him in one way or another. I didn't really know him though, right? But I had to go somewhere. I was running late for something. I'm always running late in a dream. Always running late. I'm always running late in real life. I gotta be honest with you guys. I'm so late that I'm never on time. Even in the dream world, I can't be on time.
That's okay? Terrible.
And this
was yesterday's dream.
So this guy, I was talking to him and I said something to him, and imagine it's going downhill, like he's on like a slant. Yeah,
gotcha.
He was Chinese. He was on a slant. He's walking down, and then he turned around to be like, yeah, dude, blah 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 blah. As he turned around, because he was such a fat fuck, he tripped backwards.
Oh no!
Going downhill. And he smacked his head onto the concrete. It just split his head open. And he started bleeding out everywhere. And I was like, oh, fuck. Oh. And I was like, oh, I'm late. Oh. Oh.
So you're mad
I'd
at love this to guy help for you. Making you late?
I'm sorry. Dude.
I was so mad in my dream. And then I was like, I called 911. I was like, 911, there's this guy. I don't really know him. He's fucking, he's a fan, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Is
this guy
Mets
like you? He's a fan. You
I think he's a fan.
Him.
I'm pretty sure he's a fan. I'm not exactly sure the context of how I know him. It's a dream.
Yeah.
And then they were like, you got to find security guards down there in the mall. Like, and they're going to, so we could find him. And I was like, all right. And then I'm trying to find security. Can't find security anywhere. Come back to the guy. An old lady comes up to us and she's like, oh. And then she faints. She cracks her fucking head open, bleeding all. I'm literally just looking at puddles of blood right now with people that I don't really care about. And I'm like, I'm late. Please stop doing this.
Lewis, how many of your fans die in your dream?
I don't know, dude. Every one of them.
Maybe this is a thing. Maybe
I need to stop reading Reddit before I go to sleep at night.
Then maybe you should be on time before your fans leave you. You know what I'm saying? Maybe this is like a thing. Maybe if you were more on time. Your fans won't.
I don't know, dude. I have no idea. Maybe that's why we're getting shadow banned on YouTube. Zach,
or YouTube's just gay.
Yeah, YouTube.
No, YouTube. It's over. It's over for the Real Ass Podcast. I'm thinking about ending the Real Ass Podcast and starting a new podcast, calling it something different. So, is it because the word ass is in it? Somebody was saying that. They're like, the word ass being in the title is not helping you.
It's as simple as that. If you swear at any point during the podcast, you have to bleep it. If you don't,
no, we do all that. We do all that.
And even when you bleep it, though, then people have to listen to bleep. It's the whole thing's so fucking.
That's
irritating.
Why you should subscribe to Gas Digital. It's the reason that we have Gas Digital is so we have an uncensored platform. But I'm telling you right now, we do have to think about rebranding the show. If look, I'm not being an asshole here, okay? I don't need to fucking have the word ass in the fucking name of the title if that's the issue. I have no idea. It was just in the past 3 months or so, every episode age restricted, every episode half the views on YouTube. Like, you just see it. I'm not making it up. You can just look at the numbers. So I don't know what else to do, Zach.
We'll figure it out.
What are we thinking, man?
I'm fine with rebranding.
Let's rebrand it, call it a new name. It's the Lewis and Zach show.
Something like that.
Zach and Lewis show.
Something like that.
What? Who cares? Fuckface.
I'm just listening to you ramble like call you're on the, cocaine.
Let's call it the end. We'll call it the end of the podcast. Dude, we'll please. Just take your name, dude.
Take it. I had to deal with that when I started. There was already the end podcast, but it was called Emo's Not Dead. podcast. Yeah, and I had to deal with that gay shit.
Did they say something to you?
No, but it was like when I started trying to get it, they're like, there's already this. You can't do this.
Somebody else tried to take the Real Ass Podcast, these black people.
What?
And very quickly they realized how racist my fans are. They were like, we're just going to take the name. And I remember, because I posted a comment on their thing, being like, hey, you know, we have a name. We have this podcast, name this. And they're like, we don't give a shit. And then I saw their people being like, sorry, you don't own a name, motherfucker. Ooh, black people are like, I was like, well, actually you do, but it's fine. And then like all of our fans started like just, I don't know.
Yeah, so then they changed theirs to the end, enormous N-word dick.
We need some suggestions. What do you think, guys? 573 Gas Line. Should we rebrand the Real Ass Podcast? Should we care about the YouTube algorithm? Should we give a fuck? Should we? Because we don't do this. If I'm going to do this show 3 days a week, and it's a great show. What a fucking great show we have here. I'm not even bullshitting. Real Ass Podcast, in my opinion, I genuinely believe is one of the best podcasts on the planet. I think what we do here is reminiscent of the Opie and Anthony days, or reminiscent of the old YKWD days, where we used to bring in fucking just great young comics that are fucking doing great things. It's a great way to discover new talent. And, you know, that's I think it's a great show.
Oh, yeah. But I took 3.5 hours to be here today.
I appreciate
three
that.
And a half. 3.5.
That's fucking huge. Yeah. Okay?
You know how much blow that is? So much.
But I feel like I want to do the show to the largest audience possible. We want to grow the show. More people should be hearing about the show. So,
And it's hard because these other platforms that people bring up, and I get it. I get, you know, wanting to have alternatives, things like Rumble. The audience just isn't there. People
no, it's not there.
On you, Rumble. So
I put
like
the podcast on Rumble. It gets 400 views
exactly,
on Rumble.
Exactly.
And the way it works is we get paid for people that watch the podcast. That's the way this works. And I'm lucky enough to be in a situation where my time is worth a certain amount of money. If I'm going to do a project, there has to not only be a creative upside, but there also has to be a financial upside for the most part. Most of the time, rarely do I do a project where I'm like, I'm just going to do that for the shits and giggles of it.
Yeah.
And that's a lucky position to be in. In the beginning, for the first 10 years of every comedian's
career. That's the podcast, Shit and Giggles.
I think there's already one called Shits and Giggles. You know, I'm in a position where, you know, for the first decade of doing these things, we're all just kind of playing house. We're all just going, I'm going to do a project and, you know, maybe
we walk in with a limp and diagnose people.
But we, you know, after a little while, you start doing projects that are fucking, you know, especially something that's 3 days a week driving into the city. So I really want to just consider just maybe some other ideas. Shannon, we have a caller. 573 Gas Line. You're on the Real Ass Podcast with the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake and Zach Amico. What is up, my friend?
What's up? It's the Fat Fizno. Sorry for the loud noises at work. Hey, why don't you just call it on, like, keep your name Real Ass Podcast, and then on YouTube, Real A asterisk asterisk podcast.
That could work, too. Shannon, we've done that in the past, right? Maybe want to try it with the next upload, see if it makes any difference.
Yep, you can do that again.
We can give it a shot. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you very much for your suggestion, my friend.
Thank you, pal.
You just won
our love and affection.
You won a free ticket to see me and Zach in Levittown, Long Island this weekend.
Whoa.
Hey.
Look at that.
If you could make it.
That's nice.
So generous.
Probably not from Long Island.
That's why you offered it. You're like, I heard that accent. He doesn't live here.
573 Gasline. How do you think we should rebrand the Real Ass Podcast? Let's see. Racist Live Chat says, let's see. The Thing Isn't, says Herman Payne. I like that, Shannon. What if we call it The Thing Isn't? Shannon, what if we just combine The Thing Is and Real Ass Podcast into one super show? You, me, Figs, Zach. We stop paying you and Figs. And we'll call it The Thing Isn't.
And how does that, what's the benefit for anybody?
Shannon, you get to be on a podcast with me.
Oh, you can call it.
I already am.
That's a big fucking deal.
Call it Real As Things. Yeah. And change the
Real As Podcast with Z's. Ooh. Story Wars.
Dude.
The Regs. Real As Podcast.
And you could put the line through it like those Ukrainian racists. It would be
Shannon,
fucking great.
Shannon. Ooh, Real As Podcast with a Z's. Yeah. Maybe that's the way to do it. All right. You're on with the Real As Podcast.
Podcast.
573 Gas Line. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your idea? How can we save the show?
The least real last thing to do would be to change the name.
Wow. This guy fucking.
He gets it.
This guy really fucking just shoved it down my throat right now.
Like
Sarah,
idiot.
You also have a fucking really deep
voice.
You
have a sign in the back of your thing that says real ass dude.
That is true. That what's the sign that says real ass?
I was looking
at your in your house.
Oh, in my house.
Well,
I can still be a real ass dude and not host the Real Ass Podcast, right? But you're saying it's very unreal ass
to change the name.
It's very unreal ass. You're right. I'm not keeping it real ass by changing the name. That's a great point. That's maybe the best counterpoint that I've heard to this so far. Sir, you just won free tickets to see me in Tacoma, Washington next weekend, folks. Shannon's going to take your name.
What about Sacramento?
No way.
What about Sacramento?
No way. No way. Tacoma Comedy Club, you got a free ticket, sir. If you can make it, you got two tickets.
Sir, he's keeping it real ass right now. I don't think you understand it.
No, he needs real ass in those seats.
That's the only way I keep it.
Let's see. Tranny Pacquiao says Niggertown. That's actually not a bad idea for a name for a podcast.
Yeah, put that on YouTube.
It's kind of like Cumtown, but you call it Niggertown.
It's pretty good.
Lewis. I wonder why we're shadow banned.
Yeah.
We're not. We call the podcast Patterson, New Jersey.
Man. Oh, you could call your guy. You could call it the Shadow Band.
Oh,
you know,
hey.
You guys are members of the Shadow.
But that's also gay. I don't like pretending that I'm Shadow Band. Like I'm so dangerous. I'm just saying it is. This is 100% happening. They're not. They do not suggest the Real Ass Podcast to people, and it has been age restricted. And what age restricting does, it makes it so that you have to put your ID into your YouTube. And there's just a lot of people that don't do that.
Yeah.
They do not put their ID into YouTube. There's all these countries that so people in England, people in the UK, people in Ireland, that without putting their ID in, they can't watch the podcast. And we just.
That's wild.
And if you're not signed in, they don't suggest it to you.
That's what I've been dealing with my podcast too. And they even, here's the fucked up part. After I got demonetized, they actually age restricted one of my videos and said, oh, there's no real reason for us to age restrict this, but we're going to anyway.
Yeah.
They don't like that actually said this isn't considered, you know, not cool for underage kids or whatever the fuck, but we're going to age restrict it anyway.
What the fuck?
Yeah. It's YouTube is going fucking hard.
Wow. It is wild. We have another caller, 573 Gasline. How should we rebrand the show? What's your name? Where are you calling from? I like these callers. It's kind of like old Opie and Anthony. This is fun. We should fuck some chicks, do some coke. This is fun.
Whip them out, Zia.
Yo, we're coming out. Pull
come on.
Oh, shit, it is Wednesday.
Zia,
Wednesday.
Whip them out for the boys. Wednesday. Come on.
We're doing it.
Zia fucking rules. Whip them out Wednesday. Yes, I love her. Yes.
I haven't done the titty drop yet.
Let's see. We're going to get that microphone out of the way.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Wow, amazing. Look at those.
Us too.
Me happy too. Holy shit. My dick's getting hard right now.
Me too.
Yeah.
It moved.
It's moved in a little bit.
Yeah.
Dick's getting hard.
It did the wave.
It did follow this way.
Does that automatically trigger you guys?
Man.
You guys just do it every time. Okay. Shannon, do it. No, you do it, Shannon. Come on.
Come on, Shannon.
I'm not taking the sweater off.
Shannon.
Damn,
Shannon, just be fucking.
I thought it was going to be like contagious. I thought everything.
Here's what we're going to do. We're rebranding the show. We're going much more like the old Opie and Anthony days. We're getting sluts in here. We're getting sluts in here. We're going to be respectful to the table, though. There will be no shit liquid on the table, unlike Ralph and Jay, who don't know how to fucking do things. They take it too far. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Okay, we're rebranding the show. I think just Lewis and Zach, like Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Lewis and Zach. The Lewis and Zach show. Zach and Lewis. Lewis and Zach. Lewis comes before Zach because in the alphabet.
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, you're really fucked in that. The alphabet game.
The
you're alphabet. Really fucked in the alphabet
that's
game.
That's fine with me.
Yeah. That has a nice ring to Ellen it. Lewis Z? And Zach. Yeah. Ellen Z.
There is one more call if you want.
Oh, shit.
One more caller. Let's see. 573 Gasline. What do we do here? Do we rebrand the show? Is it the Lewis and Zach show? Is it a new era? And we put the Real Ass Podcast archives on Gas Digital. We just started a new YouTube channel, new everything. The Lewis and Zach show. Fucking have to just change it up altogether. New branding, new graphics.
What about play off the word loser?
I realize I have to stop Sven and Krakamiko for making the new intro that they're currently making right now.
Oh, crap.
Yeah. We have a new intro being worked on that's also really expensive.
How long have they been working on it?
Not that long. Okay. Shannon, email Sven Stoffels right now and say, stop working on the intro.
I don't think I have his email.
Oh, no.
But what if they keep doing their thing and then just like take out the old name and put in the new name
doing? Like a radio edit.
No, they're not going to. That's going to be crazy.
Okay.
Yeah. It's all going to rhyme with Real Ass Podcast. It's a fucking rap song. Okay. Time to listen to the. Never mind.
Wait, you're not having Krakamiko do it?
Yeah, no, he is.
Oh, he is. Okay, all right. I was like, what the fuck?
Go for it. Spit, Lewis.
I can't spit.
Come on.
Can you rhyme?
No, I can't.
Can you rhyme?
I can't spit hot fire.
Spit hot butter. No,
dude. You do still have that caller here.
573 gas line.
Yeah, he's still on the line, Lewis.
573 gas line. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What do you think about this rebranding? Are we being real ass pussies by rebranding the show?
Yeah, but maybe it's the bits, dude.
That guy ruled.
All right, well, I'm sorry, sir. What were you going to say?
Maybe it's the bits like Scam That Jew or Rape Dicks. That might be a little too heavy for you.
Scam That Jew, Rape Dicks. These are all bits that might have to be retired.
We didn't even think about that. We were just thinking about the name.
Just rename the bits.
Rename the bits. There's a lot. I think there's a lot of going under. If you look under the hood of the Real Ass Podcast, there's a lot of things happening.
Under the hood, that's the name.
Ooh, and we wear hoods we're in the KKK. I like this. This is a fucking great new rebranding.
Go Screw with Zach and Lou.
Ooh. What about Zig Hyland with the boys? Zig Hyland with the boys is a great name for a podcast.
Oh, you guys can get furniture in here. You call it Mind Comfy Couch.
Yeah,
that would be pretty fucking cool.
Oh, the guests are on Mind Comfy Couch. Yeah,
that's pretty good.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Small Batch Cigar for being a longtime supporter of the Today Show. I love Small Batch Cigar. Great company. I'm not a big cigar guy. I've never really known anything about cigars. I'll smoke a cigar once in a while. You're at a wedding, a party, whatever it is, vacation. Small Batch Cigar makes it easy because they have a great website, easy to use interface. They have it's broken down with popular cigars, new cigars, the brands that you guys love, brands that you've never heard of that you're going to love. Small Batch Cigar has it. And the best thing about them is they ship you your cigars in small batches, the best packaging in the industry with a Boveda pack to keep them nice and fresh. Truly the best online cigar buying experience in the world.
That's right, and you also have free shipping on every order, and almost every order comes within 2 to 3 days within the continental United States. It's the most thorough packaging in the industry. They have a great selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars, and when you use Small Batch Cigar, you immediately earn 5% rewards points.
That's right. Use the promo code GAS10 for 5% rewards points plus 10% off your order. This is a great deal. Have your cigar shipped right to your door, simple, fast, and in small batches with smallbatchcigar.com. All right, where were we? I say maybe we move it over into Studio C. You know, we just the old radio vibes. That's what I'm saying. I like the callers. We got to do more callers. 573 gas line. If you have any other ideas, you know, we're listening to all your ideas. If you guys think we should,
Aspersion Caster in the chat said Lewis and Zach Yappin, which would be lazy.
Lewis and Zach Yappin.
Yeah,
I like it.
That's a good one. Good ring to it.
I just feel like almost the Lewis and Zach show might almost.
Yeah, it might. That's just.
You know, a fucking old school throwback to the radio. That's what we do here, right? We have another caller, 573 gas line. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Should we do a rebrand? Should we keep the name? Should we figure it out? Should we edit other things out? What do you think?
Keep it going. Fuck it.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's all I got. Yeah, Lewis, if I show up fucking in Levittown this weekend, you want to blow some coke, brother?
You're in Levittown? Damn, sir, I'm giving tickets to Sacramento on this call, which is weird.
Oh, fuck that.
Two tickets to Sacramento for you, sir. Fuck me.
Fuck that.
Now, you know what, dude? If you're in Levittown, I don't want to blow coke.
Yeah, I'm not bringing coke. I'll bring some good rosin and bud.
Don't bring any coke. But if you come to Levittown this weekend, I got you on the list, my friend. Shannon will take your full name. I'll get you a couple tickets to come to Levittown this weekend.
All right. Fuck it. I'll be there, buddy.
You're the man, dude. Thank you very much for calling in. What a day, folks. What a day. I mean, that's the thing. We have this show. We've been doing this show for a long time. The show should be substantially bigger than it is. It's one of the best podcasts on the fucking planet.
The Fatty and the Spick.
I don't like that. They're not going to like Spick.
They're going to come on. They might even come after Fatty.
They probably will.
You know, it's
you can't even say
lame.
It about yourself. It's fat shaming. Yeah. Don't fat shame yourself, Zach. They don't like that.
Oh, the shamer and the flamer. That would be pretty
there
fucking
you go.
Good.
Are you calling me gay?
Yes.
I'm the flamer?
You're definitely the flamer.
I'm not a flamer. Shannon, what do you think, Shannon? Give me your feedback here.
Sorry, I was just taking his information. So I don't know. I love how it is. I love how it is now. I hate the idea of like all new stuff, but I also don't like new things.
I don't like new things either, but I mean, at this point, after how long we've been doing this podcast? Has it been a decade? At least a decade.
So I've been here, maybe, I've been here 8 years. I think you were about 2 years before me. It's about 10 years, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we've been on this podcast for a decade. It's been a long fucking time. Yeah. And look, me and Zach are the dream team. Okay. There's sure. I don't know what you want me to say. Like, we have our thing is fucking perfect. I don't want to add anybody. I don't want to, like,
yeah, change. I spent long enough bullying people off the show.
Yeah, no. We have a dynamic here that I'm just simply saying, from a pure marketing perspective, I think we are leaving money on the table. By the way, a rose by any other name still smells as sweet. Let me throw that out there.
You know.
Okay.
That sounded weird coming out of your mouth.
It definitely did. Shakespeare.
Is that Shakespeare?
That is Shakespeare.
Yeah. Oh, damn. Yeah.
And I that always resonated with me, that saying. So the reality, we're still us. We still have that same stink on us, okay? Mm. But I think, I'm genuinely thinking, new YouTube channel, new rebranding of everything, Shannon. We just changed the name of the iTunes, right? So we keep all the subscribers? I think we can.
I believe so.
Yeah, I think we can do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Rich Slapchat says the 6 million podcast. Okay, I like that.
Oh, because 6 million views isn't enough.
It's more like 350,000 views.
I was like, those views are exaggerated.
Yeah, those views are... It's a lot less views than people think.
Zach and Lou, comedy podcast. The Real Lame podcast. Real Gas podcast is fun, but it's too on the nose.
LNZ Funny Factory.
My vote right now is simply the Lewis and Zach show.
I'm fine with
the Lewis and Zach show. It's just ZAC, right?
Yep.
Yep. That's nice.
It's Lewis and Zach mornings.
Lewis and Zach in the morning.
Yeah.
Lewis and Zach. Lewis and Zach.
In the evening.
Our fat hacks.
Lewis and Zach at supper time.
You can have when you're racist on a podcast.
You can have Lewis and Zach anytime. Yeah.
Lewis and Zach die slowly in front of a small audience.
Firing squad with Lewis and Zach.
Lewis and Zach can't get viewers. Let's see. Lewis and Zach. Zach and Lewis is a better ring to it, says Austin McKenney. You think so, Zach and Lewis? I would. I have no ego.
Lewis and Zach sounds better.
I have no ego. I would do Zach and Lewis if that's what everyone felt was a better idea.
I think Zach should go second because it's got the hard C sound at the end.
Yeah, Lewis and Zach show. Opie and Anthony.
It's funny. I feel like
Jim
Zach
and Sam.
Jim and Sam. Zach. You said Zach and Lewis.
Zach and Lewis. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Okay, Zia. Zia's last time being invited on this show.
No, it is not.
Zia, honestly, you're only coming in Wednesdays, and it's... Zia, this is... I'll tell you right now, you're going to get a lot of fans from that, because those tits fucking popped out. That was fucking huge. They were nice. They were fun.
Wow, well, we were all here for it.
Fun tits.
That's amazing.
Monumental tits.
More girls need to do that. Zia, why don't you come to Skankfest this year? Why don't you never come to Skankfest?
Where is Skankfest?
It's going to be in Vegas, September 26th through 29th. If you will judge the naked roast, you have to be naked. I could for sure get you like artist passes and fucking a room and fucking all that shit. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
when
is
this?
It's September 26th or 29th. Naked Roast is on the Friday and Saturday. Zach hosts it.
Okay.
I think Ari's going to judge it again this year. Karen Fian judges it every year.
That's awesome.
And you just get naked and fucking, but there's no cameras allowed, no nothing. The roasters are naked and they roast each other.
I love that. Yeah. Fuck, that actually sounds really awesome.
It's really fun. And you can make a ton of great content. Like there's this podcast studio that all the artists can use. You just rent it. You just book it with the producer. And you can get your podcasts in. There's a bunch of there's 175 comics there, so you can get a bunch of guests that you probably wouldn't be able to get to come out to wherever the fuck you live in the woods or whatever.
Yeah, I do live in the woods.
3 hours away.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, that would actually be really cool.
You should come. You should come. Just honestly, I just want to see your tits again at the Naked Roast.
And Jim's going to be there. Maybe you could talk him into doing a Chip reunion show.
Jim will be there, and I bet you he would do a Chip reunion show.
You have to do it, Zach. If I could talk him into that,
of course,
that would be the best ever.
Love it. I'm
miss Chip so much.
Yeah. I'm taking my ex-girlfriend to dinner tonight for her birthday. Is that a bad idea?
Ex-girlfriend? Mm-hmm. Y'all broke up?
Yeah, we broke
up. I'm sorry. How long ago?
Why are you doing it?
Almost 6 months, I'd say.
Okay, so how long 6 months
been?
Ago.
It's been a while.
And you're taking her to dinner? That's a good question. Why? Why are you taking her to dinner?
It's her birthday. We're still very friendly. We still talk and we're like, we're cool.
Why'd you break up?
This is going to be the cocaine talk all over again.
She wasn't cool with the hookers.
I mean, with respect, I don't, it's really not the world's business. So with respect to her privacy and my privacy, The easiest way to explain it would be that we were looking for very different things.
Okay.
At that point in life, like okay. I'm looking at like, you know, really like settling down and buying property and investing in businesses and looking at my son's future, and like that's where my mindset has to be. And I think her mindset is still, she's a lot younger than me. She's a decade younger than me. So I think she still wants to, you know, just sort of live the life as like a young girl who's like exploring the world and doing, and that's, I love doing that too. But we were just a little bit far apart with our goals. That's ultimately really it. Cause it wasn't anything, it wasn't like a big nasty fight or cheating or mistrust or any of those things. It was literally the most mature reason I've ever broken up with anybody in my life, where it was like, oh, we're literally looking for two different things right now.
They were just at two different places in their life at the moment.
Yeah. So, okay, so it's not ugly. It's not nasty, but you know, now that we've broken up for a while, of course, you know, I'm me. Every gal wants another shot with the rattlesnake. but you know, I'm having dinner with her because, you know, I care about her and it's her birthday and we haven't seen each other in a couple months. Well, we went to dinner a few months ago and we're still talking as friends and as whatever, but
I think it's a classy move. Yeah, I think it's a generous, classy thing to do.
I don't think it's a bad idea at all.
No, she's
from the sounds of the breakup. It's not like there was
anything.
It's
not shitty. And I also never, it's not like I ever said like I'm not the type of guy, even if I have a shitty breakup with a girl, I sort of forgive and forget. Like if it was really nasty, I would have, I can still go, are we cool? Like who gives a shit? I don't want to have, I've always said this. There's something about somebody that knows you so intimately. Like, and I'm very open with my partner. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they know everything. They see me cry. They see me fucking. They see me. They know my enemies. They know my secrets. They know, like, everything. They know my plans, my fantasies. I'm just, I wear my heart on my sleeve. So why do I want that person being an enemy? They know it all. Like, they have they have the blueprint on how to fucking destroy my soul. So, yeah, I don't ever feel comfortable having an ex where that person, she hates me. I'm like, let's just chill. We won't have to fucking hate each other, you know? But it didn't end in a shitty way. It ended, you know, we ended up getting into a big fight while we were on vacation in Jamaica. And then, you know, that just sort of ended up being like, we're just looking for different things. What are we doing? You know, like I'm on my family vacation, which is one of the most important things in the world to me. Like being able to do this for my family every year. It's one of the most important things for me. Once I started taking my family on vacation, and I do a father-son trip. It's just genuinely what I think is the most worthwhile thing that I can spend my money on. I'm creating memories for my niece, my son, my aunt, who's 86 years old, 87 now, I don't even know. But she's only got a few years left. Like, I didn't have those memories as a kid. So my kid and my niece now get to have these amazing memories, traveling the world, seeing new things, having, like, this amazing experience. And then we're on vacation, and my chick's, you know, she's making it about her and fucking just, and I'm like, how do you not see how important this is for me? This is such a big fucking deal, right?
Well, and that's also something you have to be ready for. I think when you decide you're going to date someone who has kids or a kid or anything like that, you have to think about that. They're, no matter what, you're not going to be the most important person in their life.
And that's, I think, a hard thing for a professional dancer to deal with.
Can't do that.
She's like, what? You can't, I'm not. It's not me. Yeah.
With every argument, the one ass cheek was hitting the floor.
Yeah. Just trying to... I can't spend my whole life in the background.
Oh, fuck.
But no, she's also a great chick. And, you know, it didn't, you know, it's not like it ended in a fucking toxic or shitty way. So, you know, whatever. I'm just fucking living.
Maybe you guys
will
reconnect later and things.
Who knows? Like I said, I'm handling this in a way. My therapist thinks I should be single for a while, and I think I should be single for a while too, but we'll see.
We'll see how this dinner goes. We'll see how the dinner goes. You know?
Yeah. Shannon, let's do this one final thing. We only got a minute or two left here.
God.
I might save this for Friday, actually, Shannon. Fuck it. This one's going to be saved for Friday. I'm just going to fucking chill.
Fantastic.
Never mind. We can just fucking relax.
I like that.
Zia, thank you for showing your tits on today's show.
Yeah, that was great. Really fucking
cool. I'm glad you guys enjoyed that.
That was pretty goddamn amazing. We appreciated that. All the boys appreciated it. Everyone in the race live chat, you gained a lot of fans. A lot of people were saying that they didn't like you before that. And then as soon as you did that, they really liked
you. See how it turns around?
All you need is boobs, apparently.
I'm telling you right now. Let's see. Mobecki says, Lewis, stop being gay. Okay. Let's see. Faggot retard says post Jenna nudes. Okay.
Lewis, do you want to open up the gift before you go?
Oh, we have a gift. That's right. I forgot about it. Yeah, thank you, Jorge. Shannon, are you the producer or is Jorge the producer? Who is even here? Shannon's sitting there.
Here's
fucking.
The thing. Whenever I say it, you say, I'm not going to do
How
it now
you
because
stop
you
with
said
your
it.
Fucking tube.
That was so amazing. No, I always do that.
I actually did. I'm just holding a tissue.
We got a gift from a fan. Love you, Goombas. Mean it says, love mayhem.
Ooh,
mayhem.
That sounds like a girl's name.
It's a Beetlejuice postcard. Okay, that's strange.
Say her name three times, see if she shows up.
And we have a gift here, Shannon. What is this gift?
So much fun. You're going to love it.
Oh, let's see. We have a lot of fun stuff. Mayhem. First of all, some OcuSoft lid scrubs. I will need these if I have my Coke bender. Hell yeah, dude. These are great, by the way.
It's like they knew.
These are great.
Damn. What do they do?
Yeah.
They're eye scrubs.
Eye scrubs. They scrub your eyes. You, by the way, you have little bugs in your eyes. You know that?
Little mites.
Little
yeah.
mites
They're
in
like
your
little
eyes.
Tiny ones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That freaked me the fuck out. And then I started buying lid scrubs because I was wondering why I have all these styes. Right. And then I was like, do I have overactive lid mites? Maybe. No. Let's see. We have, what is this? It's a shirt on some Swedish fish.
Whoa.
That's fun. There's a beer koozie shirt.
Yeah. Look at that.
Ooh, that's
Aloha
fun.
Shirt. Nice.
Who is this chick mayhem? I got some Faygo for
Whoa,
Zach.
Oh, look
Zach.
At that.
Zach's face. He looks so happy.
There we go. We got some more candy. We got some more candy and another beer koozie. These are great things. We have some lip balm, some chapsticks, toast and love chapstick. Okay, let's see. More chapstick. We have.
This is fun.
We have, ooh, a llama. The drama llama. Is this the drama llama ding dong? Hold on. I thought it'd be cooler if she had the drama llama sound inside of it.
Do we need to leave?
Pull down the shirt, Lewis. It says drama llama on it. On
it
the...
says drama llama on the shirt. On the front, oh, there. It's the drama llama. when we have drama, we have to pull up the drama llama. In fact, we're going to do drama llama ding dong on Friday. Are you garbage? I lost their producer, Toby. We got to get to the bottom of it. We're going to do some investigations.
Drama llama ding dong.
Drama llama ding dong on that one right now. Everyone's saying to hire Toby, and I'm like, I can't afford him, folks. What do you want me to do? Shannon, do you think you would take your salary?
Is that a life fest?
No.
It's a life fest on a fag. Shannon, Faygo? You know, don't fucking laugh. Shannon, don't laugh. Shannon, go get another job.
It was spontaneous.
Go get a higher paying production
but
job,
I'm
Shannon. Go find
anything.
It, you bitch.
You bring it up for a reason to yell at me
God.
For no reason.
Oh,
no, that's why he can't so work here. Our rates are higher paying.
We got more Faygo. You know,
so
I've never tried Faygo, and I'm going to try it right now on the show. I shouldn't be drinking sugar, but.
Oh!
Come on! Drama llama!
Dude, I knew this was going to be like when they opened the package of fucking The Rock. I was like, something's going to go wrong here.
Grape
you
soda.
Dummy. And it was grape soda.
Ooh, yum. There's more koozies.
Jesus.
That's a fun,
koozies.
Fun little thing.
Oh, we have
What's
some,
this?
Some sunblock, which I... Oh, it's Sunbum Cool Down, premium moisturizing after sun spray.
Man.
Love that.
Dude, she is getting you ready for the best Coke pool
this
party
bitch,
in the
yeah,
world.
Yeah, dude. By the
dude.
Way, Mayhem, you're invited to the Coke party. Let's go.
Yeah.
Should we have one last final Real Ass Podcast Coke bender pool party?
Oh, that's actually a fucking great... Do you do Coke, Jorge?
No.
Well, you would, though, for the party.
You will.
I'm not going to admit it, but...
For the bit?
Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
We have more... Let's see.
Man.
What is this?
This is
chapsticks, just all fun stuff.
This is great.
More like, lip treatment. What is going on with the lip
it's
treatment?
It's all very
stuff?
Useful. If you're doing Coke and licking
Without
your lips a
doubt.
Bunch, they're going to get dry.
Is this a play on them thinking I have lip injections or herpes? Which one?
Both.
Yeah.
More chapstick, more lip stuff. Wow.
Very,
folks,
very thoughtful.
That's amazing.
Look, if you guys are willing to do one final Coke pool party and Zia is willing to come and do it topless. We will have a final Real Ass Podcast Coke Bender Pool Party Podcast.
Damn.
Put that in your pipe and smoke.
That's a lot to say.
It's a lot of stuff.
Fantastic.
All right, guys. Thank you for watching today's Real Ass Podcast. And you're right, guys. Please send gifts. 151 First Avenue, Box 311, New York, New York, 10003. And address them to the Lewis and Zach Show moving forward. We'll unbox your gifts. I love gifts. I will use all these gifts. Drama Llama's coming in the studio. It's going to be up there every single time from now on. Can you see that? No. But it's up there. Folks, it's up there. I swear to God it is. Okay. Thank you for watching. There we go. Look at that. We'll be back on Friday with an exclusive episode just for subscribers. Love you. Thanks for subscribing to Gas Digital. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.